Welcome back to the Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket. Josh Zinke, Matt Mizer, Matt Leach. Matt Leach, what's your Twitter?
My Twitter?
Yeah.
It is Matt underscore Chu, C-H-U, and then the number 7.
And then Antonio does not have a Twitter, Jacob Babbitt. You can follow him at Jacob underscore Babbitt, I believe. And then Miz on Air for Matt Mizler. Or you could just call to the station, any station, or call up front and just ask to speak to him because he's here all the time. Today, happening in just a little bit, 12:30 is our pregame. Going to be on TKA, both games. But first up, Jacksonville taking on the Steelers. I said on Friday, I'm picking Jacksonville to win this game. A lot of people are like, what are you thinking? Pittsburgh favored by 7. Miz, your thoughts, your pick.
I think this is a rematch from earlier on in the season where Jacksonville came in. Their defense held stout against the Steelers' offense. I don't think they can do it 2 times in a row, though. I'll take the Steelers to win, but I think Jacksonville keeps it close where they cover the spread.
All right. Also think, Miz, if Antonio Brown, how much of a factor is he in today's game?
That's definitely going to be a big impact. Obviously, you know, he had illness earlier on the week. He was sent home because of his calf, the same one that was injured late in the season as
December
well.
December 17th, yep.
So that definitely holds a big impact, but at the same time, that's where wide receivers like Juju Smith, I think he's got other names to go along with it too, somewhere in between. Le'Veon's going to have to pick up the slack as well. Plus, you've got just a whole cavalcade of receivers that the Steelers have that need to step up in this game, and I think that's going to be the big thing. If they step up, I think that's where the Steelers will come out on top.
All right, Matt Leach, your pick, and you think Le'Veon Bell will get more than 100 yards in today's game?
100 yards
rushing
or overall?
Rushing.
I do not think he'll get over 100 yards rushing. I think he'll have well over 100 combined, because I think him coming out of the backfield is going to be huge. Like Miz said with Brown, even if he does play, him being hampered by the illness, by the calf injury, Bell is going to be big. They're lucky that they do have other talented wide receivers like Juju Smith-Schuster, and you can bury guys like Martavius Bryant at the end of the bench for him running his mouth, and hey, now all of a sudden we get to bring him back in and throw him in the mix. So I agree that I think the Jags will keep it close, maybe even cover that spread, but Pittsburgh's going to win this one, and hopefully we will have that, or we will then have that that big anticipated matchup that most of the football world's been waiting for.
Don't forget about the road dog, Jesse James.
Oh, yeah.
Tonio, your thoughts on who's going to win this game, and if the Steelers lose, is this Big Ben's last game in Heinz Field?
I got the Steelers winning.
Your answer would be no.
I think this probably, yeah. But I think this is for sure his last season.
Okay.
It's got to be.
Okay. All right. Jacob Babbitt, your thoughts?
I think Pittsburgh wins it as well, but I think it's really close. I think it'll end up being like a 3-point game. That would kind of be my guess. One of the reasons Big Ben hasn't struggled against many teams in his career, but Jacksonville seems to be one of them for some reason. I think this was the game in the regular season he had 5 picks against Jacksonville where they lost. Jacksonville's defense, very talented. Their only problem is Blake Bortles. Kind of the same thing with Nick Foles. Not a lot of people have a lot of faith in him. So I think that's where the trouble lies for Jacksonville. So I am going to say Pittsburgh, but I think it's pretty close, a lot closer than people think.
All right, moving on to the game played at 4:40. We'll have right after the first game, obviously right here on WTKA. It's the Saints. Who dat?
Who dat? Say they're going to beat them Saints.
Obviously, they played early in the year.
Week one? Yep.
Who won?
The Vikings won at home, so it's a rematch in the same building.
29-19 was that score.
Correct.
Your thoughts on who's going to win this game? And are you serious? You're going against your Saints?
I am. I think first off, it's another home game for the Vikings. Secondly, I think compared to week one to now, this Vikings team has improved with Case Keenum. I know he doesn't have – I don't think he has any playoff experience to my knowledge. But he has proven throughout the season that he's kind of quiet the critics. And on top of that, too, if he struggles, you go to the bench. You got Sam Bradford, who's cleared to play. And if Sam Bradford doesn't do well, you go right back to the bench. You go for your third string. And you got Teddy You got Teddy Bridgewater.
Junior.
And, I mean, you've got three capable quarterbacks that can come in and play real well. Plus, on top of that, too, I know that the running back situation is not the same as it was at the beginning of the season for the Vikings. But I think the Vikings defense will hold stout. The running game for the Saints, different from week one as well, too. Alvin Kamara has definitely shown that he's a candidate for Offensive Rookie of the Year, if he isn't going to be named it here in the next couple weeks. But I just think that the Vikings defense is just going to shut down the Saints, unfortunately. So I'm going to take the Vikings in this one.
Matt Leach.
Miz, I can't believe you know, I can understand when you know when you're right. If the other team's going to win, I can understand you picking against your boys. But when you got, you know, you mentioned Minnesota's got three. They do have three outstanding quarterbacks, but only one of them can throw the ball, and not one of them can throw the ball as well as Drew Brees on the other side. So I just think even, you know, Drew showed it last week, play against Carolina, you can take away Kamara, you can take away Ingram and take away that run game, and I'm still going to beat you over the through the air. So, Miz, I can't believe you're not rolling with your boys when they're going to win today. Let's go Saints.
Tony O.
I'm going to actually side with Miz here. I mean, I think the Vikings defense has been really, really good recently. I mean, I definitely hear Matt's point that, you know, Drew Brees versus Case Keenum, who you're going to take. I mean, Drew Brees, obviously, but I think this will be a close one. I think this will probably be like less than a two possession game. And I'm going to pick with the Vikings.
Jacob Babbitt, you're going to get this last one.
Really? You're actually going to let me say it, even though I already told you who's going to win?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I got Minnesota. One of the big reasons, there's a lot of injuries on both sides of the football for New Orleans, especially up front. Some injuries to both the offensive and defensive line. And Minnesota gets a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and they force a lot of turnovers. I think they were third in the league in interceptions this season, first in the NFC. So they put a lot of pressure on Drew Brees, make him throw passes under duress. I think they get a couple of more today. Give me the Vikings with a win today.
All right, I'm going Saints. I just believe, like, anyone could have won that Central. It could have been Detroit, but obviously it wasn't. And they've had a lot of guys come back, or a lot of guys like Case Keenum, who you would have never thought would have been there. But obviously they are where they are. Super Bowl's in Minnesota, but Minnesota won't be there. All right, when you come back, winners and losers, you're listening to The Playground on Sports Talk 1050.
WDK The Ticket.